Conservatives mock New York Times double standard on staffers' tweets. By Christina Wong on August 26, 2019. Conservatives mock the New York Times and its publisher A.G. Sulzberger for their claims the paper is being targeted by a right-wing conspiracy to expose their staffers' racist tweets in an attempt to discredit the publication. The claim came after one of the paper's senior editor's racist tweets about Jews and Indians was discovered and exposed by Breitbart News. The senior editor, Tom Wright Birsandi, deleted some tweets and apologized, but the paper has not clarified what repercussions there may be. Instead, The Times attacked those who called for accountability in a piece alleging that Republican operatives are waging a new front in the war against the media. Sulzberger also put out a statement that argued that it was different for journalists to target people in positions of power than journalistic techniques to target journalists and news organizations. Prominent conservatives and pundits reminded the public of instances when The Times targeted people, including those not in positions of power, such as Nicholas Sandman, the teen who was falsely accused of harassing an elderly Native American man. Donald Trump Jr., who has helped to bring attention to Wright Birsandi's anti-Semitic tweets, commented on Twitter that The Times had no problem trying to destroy Brett Kavanaugh's life based on totally dubious and unfounded allegations from high school, but actual anti-Semitic tweets by their editors from college are totally off-limits. No wonder they put out that statement of desperation. Hashtag bias. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, who had called on The Times to fire Wright Birsandi, suggested that The Times hold itself to the same standards it holds others. "It's all about double standards or no standard for it, New York Times," he tweeted. "It's crushing their credibility. Very ugly response and bad look for Times trying to cover for their editors' anti-Semitism and racism." Former senior White House official Cliff Sims called the Times piece hilarious. To summarize, the most senior people at the paper think it's a threat to democracy for big meanie-head private citizens to uncover their reporters saying racist/anti-Semitic things online. Conservative writer Stephen Miller tweeted, "It's kind of amazing that a NY Times editor had several anti-Semitic tweets and their response is to blame the people who found them and then play the victim to some sort of targeted campaign." Robbie Starbuck, a conservative director and producer, also noted the Times shifting blame from the editor to conservatives attacking him. John Gardillo, host of Newsmax's America Talks Live, noted that mainstream media outlets like The Times and CNN have doxed kids in a possible reference to Sandman, who's received worldwide condemnation after he was identified as the teen who was shown in a clip smiling at the elderly Native American man. Outlets like the New York Times and at CNN doxed kids and tried to destroy conservatives' lives by pushing false allegations, but don't you dare mock one of their past tweets. Claire Lehman, the founding editor of Quillette, tweeted about Sulzberger's statement, "New York Times needs to get a grip." Mike Schellenberger, an environmental activist, also mocked the Times article and hysterical accompanying statement. "I love and have written for at New York Times, but this article and hysterical accompanying statement by the publisher are both totally bananas," he tweeted. "OMG, a couple of dudes dig up dumb tweets by your young woke staffers and you act like it's Pentagon Papers 2.0, he added. "Take a Xanax for your TDS next time," he said, referring to what conservatives jokingly call Trump derangement syndrome.